The trade publication Advertising Age recently reported that television viewing by 18 to 34-year-old males has dropped by more than 20%. That's left television executives struggling to explain just where all those guys went. Day-to-Day's Brian Unger is back to share his unique, if not fully journalistic, perspective on this phenomenon. Brian, now, I certainly don't want to sound indifferent to the plight of 18 to 34-year-old males, but why do they need protection?
Let me remind you, because they buy the most stuff, Madeline, and that's what TV and ad executives believe. And if they're not watching TV, they're not buying things. And if they're not buying things, the global economy collapses, plunging us all into darkness, leaving our only hope for entertainment, Duraflame logs, books, and talking to each other. And do we really want all that introspection?
I don't think so, no. Where was the last sighting of this 18 to 34-year-old male viewer?
Well, moreover, Madeline, who last saw the 18 to 34-year-old male? Well, an outfit called Nielsen, who measures audiences in 70 countries, representing about 85% of world's advertising spending. Domestically, that's about $60 billion. They last observed the 18 to 34-year-old male in the wild, living hard and fast, forever young, without a care in the world.
Doing?
Well, Nielsen reports have them playing video games, watching DVDs, and baseball. Now, there are unconfirmed sightings, and Madeline, I stress unconfirmed, of these young males in bars, online, and at the gym.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly were they doing there?
They're looking for sex, Madeline.
Yeah. So how late are we in addressing this problem? Are they gone forever?
Well, many will turn 35 and we'll never get them back. But if we could study them up close, we could at least better understand their behavior and why so few are watching TV.
And how would we do that?
Well, let me tell you. We take the 5,100 Nielsen families, which make up the entire sample nationally, and from that, we capture the 18 to 34 males from those families, and we put them in some kind of tank.
Wouldn't it be easier to ask, Brian, what's wrong with the TV shows that they're watching? I mean, TV Guide called this season a triumph of mediocrity.
Well, we've been throwing a lot of money at trying to make TV shows better, and it's just not working. I mean, there are thousands of highly paid executives who've been trying to make comedy funny and drama dramatic, and at great expense. I mean, just listen to what Jeff Zucker, president of NBC Entertainment, said last week.
Quite frankly, some of the new programs, quite a few of the new programs, just weren't good. I accept responsibility at my own network for, you know, some of the programming just sucked.
He should know. He made the shows. And if he can't figure it out, who can?
And if we can't make the TV shows better and we don't know what these males want to watch, then who's to blame?
The messenger. Blame the messenger. Mm-hmm. Nielsen. The people who make the ratings, and I'm not alone in this. Listen to Jordan Levin, president of the WB.
I don't believe all the men in the country are off in Iraq, as Nielsen stated, and that's why you're seeing such a decline.
Or even Susan Line, president of ABC.
I do think, obviously, there is an issue with the sampling right now.
Or Gail Berman, president of Fox.
There's something amiss with Nielsen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess perhaps a janitor's broom fell against a circuit box, or they have mice, or someone spilled a Diet Coke on a computer keyboard. Nielsen says not so, of course, Madeline. All is fine, and most of the males are just tuning in to cable.
And if this trend continues?
Well, TV networks may be forced to breed male viewers 18 to 34 in captivity. A sort of save the males campaign. Because seeing one in nature flip on a network drama or comedy may be a thing of the past, a memory.
Brian, I'm almost speechless. Thank you for that analysis.
It's hard news to take, I know. You're welcome.
And thanks to the International Radio and Television Society for the audio we used in that story.